Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kelly Paris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting 7th. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Gary Redus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Redus steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bergman strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bergman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paris strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noakes strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Noakes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Redus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Redus strikes out. The ball gets by Noakes. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Hill scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris is 0 for 1 in the game. Paris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hill reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trammell. Hill moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill scores. Redus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0. White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bergman moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paris fields it and throws to second for the out. Bergman moves to third. 2 outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paris is 0-for-2 in the game. Paris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Brookins moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noakes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noakes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noakes strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Paul Gibson now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Noakes for a passed ball. Baines moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk is walked intentionally. Eric King now pitching. Dave Gallagher pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallagher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing center field. Ricky Horton now pitching. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guillen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hill reaches second base with a double. Fred Manrique pinch runs for Donnie Hill. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Redus is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike Heath pinch hits for Matt Noakes. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 4 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Henman now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar bunts towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Manrique covering, for the out. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Whitaker scores. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.